Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast with Steve and Pete. I'm Pete Cofarcio.
And I'm Steve Chua. Great to see you, Pete. Always a pleasure. Yeah. How have you been doing?
I've been doing really well, actually. Got over COVID. Yeah, just in the swing of things, and things are going well.
That's good. So guess what? My daughter is graduating tomorrow. So shout out to you, Liz. She's an animator.
Okay, so this is the one who did the project that did really, really well.
Yes. So she's, we had a big graduation bash, and she brought a lot of her friends from the Noman School of Digital Media Arts and Animation. And she put on the big screen TV just the work that the students do.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness. My jaw was dropping. I mean, these are young people, you know, from what, 18 to 22, 23. And the stuff that they're doing, you know, these are the people going to go into like video games and stuff, as well as animation for movies and stuff. But the quality of the artwork, the creativity, I was just mind blown by all of that. And I'm like, that's something I can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So congrats, Liz.
Well done, Liz. So, Pete, transformation tip for this week.
Well, the tip this week comes from my good buddy that I like to hang out with, Leonardo da Vinci. And Leo says, realize that everything connects to everything else. Realize everything connects to everything else.
And that's actually a great quote and lead in for what we want to talk about. As we're in a season of where we're covering a number of talents that come from what we call the Clifton Strengths Assessment. And particularly, we were looking at things in the area of relational gifts and talents. And so we want to help you gain more self-awareness on how you've been wired, how you've been designed. But at the same time, our greatest strengths are greatest weaknesses. So we want to help reveal some of those blind spots to you as well. And then how you can use those strengths to develop them. And like we like to do, transform your world. So as we build this series on relationship building strengths, Pete, what's the area that we want to cover this week?
Yeah. So this week, the title of this particular talent area is called connectedness. And I want to just make a little note here. Not all of the words in the Clifton Strengths Assessment are readily obvious. Okay. And this is one of them. A lot of people get this confused thinking it means like networking. It's not. It's actually nothing to do with that. So we'll unpack what it is. And then just, hey, little side note, did you take the assessment yet? You're going to get a lot more out of this series if you take the assessment. So go over to the Gallup store and take the full 34 assessment. Okay, so what is connectedness? Well, Gallup will say people exceptionally talented in the connectedness theme see links between things, which helps them bring meaning, value, and understanding to situations. They believe there are few coincidences and that almost everything has a meaning. In fact, you might even hear, Steve, you might hear people say, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's like connecting the dots. And
in life, really.
Yeah, and seeing how everything kind of works and why it doesn't work, et cetera. And it's like big picture stuff.
Big picture. That's exactly right. So there's kind of like three aspects to connectedness. The first is what we just said, seeing everything interconnected. It's actually a way of thinking is they think nonlinear. They think it like it's more like a web. And compare that to somebody's like super logical, like the archetype I would think of as maybe like an accountant, like right? Just the facts and everything's a logical sequence. Well, a connectedness person, it's like a web, and it's not just obvious material facts either. It could be emotions. It could be something they sense in society. It could be something from past history. It could be a personality trait, something they're sensing, make even spiritually. And they can weave all these things together and come up with insights that other people aren't seeing.
So is it like a holistic approach to things?
That's certainly, with one modification, it's definitely holistic. It doesn't mean they've captured all of it. Okay. But sure. They can bounce around very quickly and see those things. So that's one aspect that they're nonlinear. Second is they see all humans as the same. Like there's a unity of humankind and tend to emphasize what we have in common. And that makes them very good bridge builders between cultures, between races, between genders, because they see that you're a human first. Okay. And that leads them into being very accepting, very considerate, very caring, seeing past the outward because they're seeing something deeper. Like you're a human, you have worth just because you're a person, and I'm going to treat you that way.
So it's more like seeing people as human beings, not human doings, right? It's that you don't see their function first. You actually see the heart of a person first. I'm a big identity person. So it's always about seeing the value, worth, and significance of an individual outside of their performance and treating them from that place and bringing that out.
Well, Steve, this is your number two strength. So I wonder why you included that in your book.
I don't know, but well, it happens to be your number four strength.
Too, I know, so it's my number four. So we are totally on the same wavelength on this. Okay, the third aspect, Steve, is they tend to be spiritual. So yeah. You and I both share a Christian faith, and we both lean toward, some people say mystical, others say like revelatory aspect of our faith, but it's not just Christian. You know, there's mystics in just about every faith tradition. And even if you're not in a faith tradition, these are the people that will talk about the universe. They'll see how everything comes together. They might talk about like karma, cause and effect, different things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, often, even in my coaching, there's what I call a kind of intuitive revelation. You know, it's almost like you sense things, you know things, and you don't even know where it came from because you didn't necessarily read it or you didn't necessarily study it. But in the moment at the time, because you see the big picture, it's like you connect the dots and then boom.
And when it hits you, it really hits you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the light shines. Yeah.
You know, I've had so many of my clients say, how did you know that? Mm-hmm. You know, that brought so much clarity. Because often when we start talking about spirituality or things like that, there's a clarity that's involved in it. There's the ability to create a pathway or to create a understanding that allows people to see, one, the bigger picture, but to take them out of their mess and create their new message, right?
So Yeah. And Steve, in our tradition, there's a whole category called spiritual gifts that you and I know both lean into those, and it ties right into this. So, these people tend to be bridge builders, nonlinear thinkers. One movie that I really like, and the nonlinear is, I don't know, it's about 10, 12 years old now. Amy Adams was in it. It's called Arrival.
Oh, yeah. And I saw that on the plane. I saw that on the plane, and it scared the life out of me.
Yeah, it's weird because it's about aliens and stuff.
That's right.
But near the last quarter of the movie, by the way, it's fairly slow moving, warning, but it's worth it. If you're a connectionist person, because the last quarter is like awesome because it's nonlinear with time sequences and communication. And there's this sense of like eternity isn't a long time. Eternity is not time. It's a different dimension. Wow. And we can cross across things. And I found it very satisfying.
Okay. So when we look at, for example, bridge builders, that is such an incredible talent, especially when the world is so polarized today.
Yes.
Okay. Families are polarized. Workplaces are polarized. And so when we're looking at connectiveness, I guess we're looking at people who bring cohesion. They don't like, they hate it when people talk bad about other people, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is the connectedness person. Now, with every strength that we're going to cover in this series, there are some intrinsic needs. And this is, we talk about these because if you identify, again, take the assessment, but if you recognize one of these as one of your top, maybe top 10, top 11, 12 strengths, this is going to help you manage this strength better. So the intrinsic needs are, this needs to be in place in order for this talent to really do its best work. Or the other thing it can mean is, because you have this talent, you may have a personality need or a social need. Okay. So with connectedness, it's important for those people to be part of a team with a shared vision, really big, because vision, like you said, big picture, it's above it all. And they want to know what that vision is. They want to be a part of it, and they want to know their other team members are all on the same page and moving the same direction.
So community is actually a really important part. I mean, I often say community is common unity. So there's that shared commonality of values, of dreams, of purpose, sometimes of function. And what I'm hearing is that if you're in that, that's kind of energizes you, because like connectedness is putting pieces together. Totally got that.
Yeah, we all belong together. Yep. Mm-hmm. But it's important for that vision to be communicated. And you could be on a team where there's not clear vision and everybody's going in different directions. That will trouble the soul of someone high in connectedness. It just keep them unsettled and they won't be able to do their best work.
It's interesting. I had a client just a couple of days ago, actually, who was part of a very large a multinational organization. And what's happened since COVID has been a lot of departments almost siloing themselves. Mm-hmm. They're just focused on what they're doing. Whereas before, they used to meet two or three times a year to connect, find out what was going on and all that sort of stuff. And it was interesting listening to this particular VP. And they were just kind of sharing the fact that there was this all these issues or whatever. And she didn't realize she was expressing her need for connectiveness, because she is that. Okay. And so when I was able to kind of help her see that and say, hey, you actually have the opportunity to be a bridge builder. And immediately she said, we need to do an offsite. We need to bring everybody together, 80% fun, 20% business. And she began to put all that together and she came alive, because that connectiveness, I believe, was one of her key strengths.
Yeah. Great observation, Steve. The other intrinsic need with connectedness is, look, you are going to see things that not everyone sees. In fact, connectedness, it's only about a third of the population has this as signature. And so you will see things other people don't see, and it will become important for you to actually communicate that and express it. But also important for you that other people, even if they don't get it or didn't originate, that they honor and value your insights. Mm-hmm. And they will often, if you're surrounded by highly left-brained people, a very, very logical,
I call it inductive. Yeah.
You call it inductive. That they not like dismiss you, roll their eyes and say, well, that's not legible, because these insights, and by the way, if you are inductive, if you are left-brained and you're listening to this podcast, pay attention to these things, because they are giving you input that you're not naturally going to see, but oftentimes these are important. Yeah. Okay. They can help to form decisions. I don't find too many connectedness people that insist everybody change a strategy, but they want to be heard. They want their insights to be considered. And that's really the heart of it. It's they need that.
And I think a lot of connectedness people, like you said, they don't demand things. Like you said, they want to be heard, but they will often suggest things. In other words, they want to bring things to the table for dialogue, for collaboration, in order to bring that sense of change.
Include this ingredient in the overall recipe.
Absolutely. And I think that's where they feel the greatest value, is when, like you said, they get heard, but people are actually considering what they're saying and potentially acting from it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with every talent, we talked about intrinsic needs, and all of these, if they're overplayed, have some potential blind spots that can come along with that. And so like, this is like, essentially you're stepping on the gas too hard. You're overplaying this talent to some detriment. And this is, you're more likely to get in trouble overplaying some of your signature strengths than you are in the ones that you have no talent. So there's two to watch out for if you do have connectedness. And the first one is when other people get bad news, or there's a tragedy or there's a frustration or concern, because you have a big picture perspective, you will most likely react to that more calmly and passively than they may want you to. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so like, be aware, sometimes people just need to vent and they want you to validate their feelings. They don't necessarily want a philosophical response.
Are you talking about my relationship with my wife right now?
No, I'm talking about my relationship with my wife.
Yeah, I totally get it. Cause I think sometimes when you see big picture, you see that the problem right now that somebody's going through is just a small blip in the ocean, right? When actually for them, it's the ocean, right? And So like you said, it's so important to be aware that we actually have to stop trying to think big picture and sometimes come down to the micro situation.
Steve, I don't think you can stop thinking big picture. It's just you got to guard what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. I know with me, like we talked in the end of last season, both my parents passed this past fall, and I got to peace on that very quickly. And I knew connectedness was acting up because I have a really clear sense of, or a strong sense of eternity. Yeah. And, you know, I could get a lot of peace from that. I mean, still grieving a lot, but I had to be careful when I was talking to my other family members that I not just only say, oh, they're in a better place and things like that. Just people need to process their emotions.
Sure. Yeah.
The other thing, connectedness people, heads up, potential blind spot. Like if somebody's not getting what you're saying, just back off. Like explaining it even more is not going to help because they're just not wired that way. Like what you're operating in is very intuitive and either people have that or they don't. So if they don't have that same level of intuition, just let it go. If you have this talent and maybe when you were younger or if you're really not fully developed in it yet, it could look like you're too passive about things. You may show up, other people might perceive you as being like naive or really idealistic. I know I totally, me in my 20s and even 30s.
Guilty as charged.
Still, actually, totally. Still. We're out of touch, like come back down to earth. Your head is in the clouds. Yeah. And you're not being realistic. You're not facing concrete facts. Like, I think the thing that's helped me, Steve, is I recognize people who are more concrete thinkers and I seek them out because I know I'm not going to get there on my
own. And I think there is an aspect where that connectiveness, kind of that naivety, passiveness of our youth is actually important for us to walk through. Because again, it helps us bring self-awareness and so forth. But also now, 30, 40 years on, we can look back and we can just say, okay, I still love my idealism, but now, because we have a greater experience of the world, we can be more realistic and we have a better idea of how to keep cohesion with other aspects of it. But I totally like remember my youth and just thinking, why don't people get it? Why don't people get it? And everybody's looking at you, shaking their heads, you know?
Yeah.
So, so what does a kind of a mature, we're just talking about this, but what would a healthy look like in this talent?
So you've been walking out connectedness for your life and you're leaning into it and you've matured. You're spiritually inclined. Don't sweat the small stuff, right? That you're able to float above it. Strong faith. Always seeing that big picture. And here's the other thing is you can help other people see purpose as well. Like purpose in difficulty, in tragedy, in seemingly unrelated things. You can help people see that.
And I think that that's where you and I just enjoy our coaching side of it so much is because
this leans so much.
I mean, you're able to help people see big picture. And also if you have a connective talent, you see, because you see picture, you see where the disconnects are. You see what needs to be adjusted or what needs to be removed, where the surgery needs to take place, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And also you can see why things are happening the way they are. And it's so much fun when people start actually seeing the light bulbs go on.
It brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
So people with connectedness, we do well in roles where we get to listen and counsel. We're good sounding boards, help other people connect the dots, especially if they're nonlinear. We can see that. Yeah.
Now, that's a really good tip. I mean, if we were to help people with this connectedness talent, okay, what sort of areas do we need to be looking into? What should we be examining where we find ourselves thriving? Like you said, being a good listener, counseling, that's a great role.
And you and I made that our primary profession as coaches. Mm-hmm. However, you can include that as an aspect of the way you relate with other people. Mm-hmm. You just be a good listener, a good counselor. Anything to do with cross-cultural responsibilities. And by the way, that's not just like ethnic or national. It could just be within the US or just, you know, we're so fractured with all these subcultures. But if you can often be a bridge. So look for those opportunities where you can explain and help people understand each other.
It could be generational as well, right?
Absolutely.
That's why we're saying this is not linear. It's in so many different areas that can, where bridge building can take place. That's great.
Yeah. latching on to social issues. Not always, but connectedness, people high in connectedness can feel very strongly about certain social issues, and they will work hard to help address those.
And what I love about people who have that like social justice kind of feel in this is that so many people see a lot of these issues on what I call a very superficial level. So they treat the symptom. But when you have connectedness, like I said, you see the issue on a much bigger scale. Okay.
Well, and you usually see it more positively too. Like you mm-hmm. can see like John Lennon's song, Imagine, right? Yeah. That's the way you're going to operate. Imagine if we could overcome this. You see it. Like you really, really see it. And yeah. that you will then work to bring people toward that bigger goal.
No, I can totally see that. Totally see that. Yeah.
Okay. So you can also oftentimes help people see connections between their talents, where they've been successful, and their life purpose. Steve, I saw this written in a book and I almost died because I have been doing this for like 30 years. And it's part of the reason I became a coach is I love helping people figure out their talents. What do you want to do for your career? And where have you had past successes? That's why I love that book, What Color Is Your Parachute? Because it does all three of those things.
Yeah.
It totally lit me up. And it's still a tool that I use with my career transition clients. I love doing that. You will probably be good within an organization, especially larger ones where they are siloed, right? Different departments, yes. not talking to each other, maybe working against each other, getting prejudices. You are a bridge builder. You can help break those down as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, marketing and sales, like, no, you are not enemies. You're there to help each other. Let me see, let me show you what you're actually working toward that's common and why you're different and how you need each other.
Yeah. That's really good. It's really good.
But finally, like if you're dealing with more senior executive teams or even maybe your department, you will be the one most likely who will be good at developing that mission statement because mm-hmm. you are in tune with the big picture. Where are we headed?
You know, what's really funny. I'm just listening to all these things that you're saying because we were talking here that connectedness is one of our primary. And it's like I said, it's my number two. It's like you just described my last week. it's like I'm involved. I'm doing all of these things, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. So it's kind of fun to as we're going through these Clifton Strengths assessments, and you're discovering your talents. It's kind of fun because what it does, it confirms you, okay, and it gives you permission to be that, okay, and then you don't have to wonder, am I doing this right? Am I getting it wrong or whatever? You can actually just say, move from it, use it as a launching pad to be the best version of yourself. I love that. From terms of making this practical, what sort of transformation application this week, Pete, can we do?
Okay, so we mentioned two blind spots. And so we're going to, repeat both of those. Like, are you not helping people vent and validate them before you try to bring them to peace? Are you rushing into that too fast? If that's the case, why don't you try to find a situation this week where you can just listen and say, wow, that must be really hard. Or if that doesn't come up, go watch Arrival or some other nonlinear, movie that you can really latch onto. It's fine.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something like that. It's maybe. Kind of fun.
Yeah. And if connectedness is not your thing, it's not talent, and you, as we've been describing this, you've identified someone in your life who does have this, why don't you go find them and just tell them you appreciate that. You appreciate what they bring in that area of connectedness. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're the kind of person who has squashed that in other people because it's not oftentimes linear or logical. There's an area of growth for you too, is to just let them talk, because you may be missing some things that could really help you make better decisions.
And as we close here, remember, one of the strengths of connectedness is that we start by seeing the human being, the person, the value and the intrinsic value of an individual, which is kind of what you're saying here. We're all made differently, but people who have connectedness, like I said, if you appreciate them, and you this is all to help you learn how to work with people and understand people and connect with people. So this is so good.
Steve, I just want to say, like, this whole series, that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing self-awareness, and you're going to find talents that really can hit with you. But if you don't, listen anyway, because it'll help you build better teams. It'll help you, collaborate better and find people that can supplement where you might be lacking.
So we've covered connectedness. We did adaptability last week as well. And these are all part of that whole relational strengths thing. And hopefully, as you're listening, you're feeling more empowered and you've got a more greater desire to see change in your life and in the world around you. All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cafarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.